If you're hearing this, well done. You found a way to connect to the internet. Welcome to the QAA Podcast, Premium Episode 314. Chemtrails, Journo Romance, and Macca Disney. As always, we're your hosts, Jake Rakitansky,
Liv Agar,
and Travis View.
Nuzzy, Lizza, Macca, Disney, Chemtrails. Folks, the world is getting weirder and weirder as human brains begin to wilt and grow mold. Perhaps we didn't water them enough. Perhaps some of us watered them with Diet Coke, Monster Energy, and electrolytes instead of classic H2O, which would explain why some of us are so much more powerful than others.
That's true. I knew there was a reason why I should have drank in like Monster Energy as well as taking Vyvanse during my undergraduate degree.
Careful, folks. She's reaching unprecedented levels of efficiency.
Of anxiety.
She's wound tight, high strung. She could snap. So I feel like all the time that like that wild, desperate, sort of like Tim and Eric style of humor that seemed so over the top like 10 or 15 years ago is like kind of where I'm at all the time. Like, Liv, you were saying you just walk around going like, Nuzzy Lizza, Nuzzy Lizza.
I do. And yes.
It's like, yeah, I just like revert. There's a video of my brother, my younger brother from when he's like 2 years old. And he's like, it's like, you know, in like old style 90s or, you know, 80s handy cam. And he's walking around singing the Ghostbusters theme, but he's like 2 years old. So he's just walking around going like, and that's how I feel now. I just feel like I'm walking around with like bunnies and clowns in my head, like at all times. Like it's like I've used an alt to like generate like a small shield around my brain, but it's like a shield on the inside that's sort of like keeping everything from coming in.
Yeah, my current emotional regulation one, I can't remember if I mentioned this in the other premiere we were doing, was saying I'm such a fat fucking chud. I walk around my house, I'm cleaning just by myself, and I'm like, I'm such a fat fucking chud. It feels great, folks. I feel great. We all feel great giving you these wonderful pieces of information. If you feel bad listening to them, imagine it's your whole life.
Imagine saying them because it's your experience.
Yeah.
As the QAA crew grapples with the horrific thought that we're not even close to halfway through Trump's second term, we all are naturally spinning off wildly into different areas of interest. For this week's episode, Travis has called A Meeting of the Minds, an audio game show of show and tell, or tell and listen. Nobody knows. This week, we're going to talk about some of the latest and ongoing news stories from Pillin USA that each host has been drawn to, like a hummingbird to that sweet, sweet sugar water. It's a grab bag, folks, a three-piece. So reach in and pull out your favorite host, pull the cord on their back, and retreat in horror, or hopefully laugh as they spit out their latest rabbit hole.
I've been thinking a lot recently how in 2025, this is the year that the chemtrails conspiracy really went mainstream. We had some buildup last year, but I feel like this is it.
And this is like international, like the premier of Alberta, Danielle Smith, also believes it. So is Canada too. One of the most powerful political figures in Canada.
It's really nuts because it's like if I'm hoping that this is like the best case scenario, really, I feel like, is that this is a case of like political leaders kind of like playing to their base. Like they know that this is something that people really believe. And so they're like, oh, we're going to get around those chemicals that the planes are spraying and making you gay. We're going to like get rid of them once and for all. But man, I don't know. So for those who aren't familiar, it's like it's the idea that like those streaks that go behind like jet engines up in the sky, those are not normal condensation trails, what they call contrails, but like they're the deliberate spraying of chemicals or possibly biological agents to control the weather or the population or minds or to spread disease. There's just no evidence of this. This is something that was like, I think, first popularized in the 90s. these chemtrails or contrails, the kind of like condensation trails, have existed since the beginning of aviation, really. And it's not really that extraordinary, but for some reason now it's very, very normal. Like Tucker Carlson very recently did a whole episode of his show about it.
It's always the obvious questions that are so vigorously discouraged. And one of the questions that's been the most discouraged over the past 30 years are, what are those lines in the sky that you see trailing jets? What is that? Some people call them chemtrails, claim that somehow the U.S. government is spraying poison on the population. Those people are clearly crazy. Wikipedia calls them crazy. Every news outlet calls them crazy. But the trails are still there. And it's clearly not water vapor, because that doesn't make sense at all. So what are they?
It's clearly not the thing it is, because that doesn't make sense at all, says me, a newscaster.
It's like, what? We're not allowed to ask why there are like these white trails in the sky. It's like, no, you're allowed. You're definitely allowed. Not only allowed, encouraged. It's just that you get mad when you hear the answer.
We're allowed to ask whether magnets are magic. We're allowed to ask that. It's unfair that the woke mob has said that I am stupid.
A comedian sawed his assistant in half. Now, we all know that magic isn't real.
What is going on?
Magic isn't real. It can't be real. Wikipedia says magic isn't real. But nevertheless, I still have two pieces of an assistant. All right. Sorry. I don't know why that tickled the right spot.
On top of this, like, RFK Jr. is into it. He's the health secretary, the chief health officer of the United States, is all in on the chemtrails shit, which is disturbing. In a Dr. Phil town hall interview that aired in April of 2025, RFK Jr. was asked by an audience member about aerosol injections of chemicals in the sky. And he just took the claim at face value and says that he believes that the activity was being done by DARPA, which is the Pentagon's research agency. This is what baffles me. You can't be like, I wonder what the government is up to, when you're like a high-ranking government officer.
Jesse Ventura did this like decades ago, where he was, a governor? And then he was like, I need to find the files that say that 9/11 is an inside job.
Yeah. It's really strange when deeply pilled people get into like high-level government positions. It's like, you can't be this paranoid and also be this powerful. It's like, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Although I guess he got pilled afterwards. Mm. So this is now like the confluence of like pilled and in power. It has never been. I think it is just like total Tea Party victory, because it's just like the idiots that like Republicans especially like appealed to get votes are like, well, we can run in the elections. And it's like, well, now that's your party. Is they're run full of idiots. It's not just the voters.
Here's what RFK Jr. said.
My name is Emily, and my biggest concern is the stratospheric aerosol injections that are continuously peppered on us every day. Bromium, aluminum, strontium, it's sprayed in our skies all day long. And I know you've talked to Dane Wigington about this. He seems to be one of the experts in the field.
Is there a question?
Yes. How do we stop it?
That is not happening in my agency. You know, we don't do that. It's done, we think, by DARPA. And a lot of it now is coming out of the jet fuel.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, those materials are put in jet fuel. I'm going to do everything in my power to stop it. We're bringing on somebody who's going to think only about that. Find out who's doing it and holding them accountable.
So, like, so far, he hasn't yet assigned a special chemtrail czar who is dedicated just to investigating this issue. This is a promise he has not fulfilled.
I do love, like, he's like, it's not in my health department. It's like, he kind of, like, kicked around, like, anyone doing chemtrails in here? Like, is that us?
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian and Annie, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion. It's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.